Turning again to John chapter 10, verse 1. John chapter 10 and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. We have come to a great doctrinal passage in John's Gospel that presents to us the Lord's effectual call to his people, his elect, as well as their eternal security. But John also shows the error of false teachers who comes with another gospel. But the sheep will not hear the voice of false teachers. This is a great comfort to a child of God. You may remember that John chapter 9 ended with the Jews casting out a blind man out of the temple. Later, Jesus found him and revealed himself to him as the shepherd who seeks his sheep. Therefore, this parable in John 10 is spoken in relationship to what had just happened in John 9. It's not just thrown in there. It has bearing. This again shows the importance of reading in light of the context of Scripture, where we can make coloration between verses and chapters. There is no doubt in my mind that our Lord was speaking directly to the religious leaders who were seeking another way, another gospel, so to speak. They were spiritual thieves and robbers, misguiding those they were leading. And such is the case today in many congregations. As the Lord continues to open our eyes, I'm beginning to have zero tolerance for error in the church and seek to protect you from error that is widespread today. Many years before Jesus came, God made a similar statement to Judah in the days of Jeremiah the prophet, saying in Jeremiah 7, verses 10 and 11, and I quote, "Do you come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say we were delivered or we are saved to do these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I even have seen it, saith the Lord." More than likely, Jesus had this passage in mind when he said these words in John chapter 10. Is a vivid description of false teachers. Our Lord says that those who enter not by the door, but climb another way, are thieves and robbers of men's souls. Both the door and the way are synonyms for Jesus. Anyone that has invented another means of salvation than Jesus alone, faith alone, grace alone, is to be considered a thief and a robber. These are serious indictments. A good commentary, by the way, of John chapter 10 is Psalm 23, where David describes the shepherd and the sheep. Many other Old Testament passages, such as the one we read this morning in Isaiah 40, Ezekiel 37, spoke of Messiah's coming as a shepherd and is helpful in understanding John 10. You cannot interpret the Bible without the Bible. People try to do this. In our study today, this morning, I will give you first the structure of the parable with three lines. After that, I will show the sense of the parable with three lines. What is taught? Hopefully next time, I will show you the substance of the parable. I won't be able to do all today. In beginning the structure, we see first the parable declared, verses 1 through 6. He that enters not by the door into the sheepfold or the sheep pen, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now these are metaphoric phrases that are introducing the parable. Jesus is the door. He is the way. And he is also the shepherd. The thief and robber is false teachers that seek another way. The Lord declares this parable in relationship to what had previously happened when the Jews sought to stone him. The rulers in Israel, the Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers, commonly called the Sanhedrin, had climbed into the sheepfold another way. They came through the back door. They came with a works gospel. This is not the first time that our Lord referred to the Jewish leaders as thieves and robbers. You remember on that occasion near the end of his ministry, when he quoted from Jeremiah 7, he went into the temple and he found people trading, buying and selling. And by the way, buying and selling has to do with those engaging in false gospels too. You remember the time with the 10 virgins when God sent out five virgins that typify unsaved people were sent to buy oil? Well, it was a picture of buying a false gospel. That's what it was. And when they came back, the door was shut. They were seeking a gospel when it was too late. Bridegroom came. But in that text in Mark, when the Lord found those men trading, he taught them saying, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves? In other words, they had corrupted the gospel. The Passover lamb was there, and they were selling lambs, oxen, to make money. They didn't see the Savior. They had so corrupted the gospel that they had made the gospel a den of thieves and robbers. But in the parable, Jesus is not only the door, he is the shepherd. And by the way, the definite article is used to show he is the only shepherd. He is also the porter, the doorkeeper, who opens the door, verse 3. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. What a great teaching, brethren. The triune God is the sole proprietor of men's salvation. The porter who opens the door can be considered the Holy Spirit that shows us Christ. The voice the sheep hears is the word of God, who is Jesus himself. The sheep understand his words, the scriptures. It is the Lord that keeps his people. It is the Lord who protects and nurtures his people. It is the Lord that opens and shuts the door. It is the Lord that calls, that leads, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Nothing is said about the sheep there. Forget this rubbish about what I did to be saved. Forget it and preach it to the hatred of men. In order to be led beside still waters, one must first be made to lie down. It is a phrase meaning to find rest in the shepherd. The Bible says in Isaiah 57 verse 20, the wicked is like the troubled sea that throws up muck and mire, that has no rest. There is no peace, my God, for the wicked. The wicked are not found in the Bowery. They're not found in the red light district. They're found right here in the congregation. Observe with me John 10, 4 and 5, that the shepherd leads by example. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This is a good motto for under shepherds, and I trust that I am one. I seek to be with the Lord's help. But it is a good motto for under shepherds. Too many times we have witnessed many who say that they are called to the office of the pastorate, and they fail to provide an example for the people they are leading. No one can follow their example. At least no one will be led to heaven by following their example. Peter, in instructing on the shepherd, said, feed the flock of God which is among you. In other words, we are alike, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither being lords over God's heritage. Remember, it is God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. That crown of glory is salvation, not more money in your pocket. So this is the parable declared, brethren. Verse 6 concludes, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things there were which he spake unto them. Isn't this a sad commentary? We are told that those who heard Jesus did not understand what he taught. There is a similar problem here in this church today, and a problem in the lives of many. People may hear a clear presentation of the gospel and do not understand. To understand is to obey. Why is this so? How is it that we can understand the intricacies and the complications of a mobile phone and can't understand the gospel? Is it because our minds are not tuned to the gospel? We can understand a computer, how it works, but we can't seem to grapple with the gospel. Why is it so? Today, believers can understand this parable because we have a complete revelation. We can put together other parts of the Bible and make right conclusions. But understanding in a biblical sense is seeking to obey. Parable declared. Second, parable explained, 7 and 8. The Lord explained the parable exactly as I shared it with you in verses 1 through 6. Notice what he says in 7 and 8. Then said Jesus unto them, again, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Today there are many followers of religion, especially the Christian gospel. Some are close to the Christian religion. Some may be even considered as Christians. But many are contrary to the teachings of Jesus. They are going before Jesus. They have developed another gospel. Can you tell? You should be able to tell if you're a sheep. Jesus characterizes them as spiritual thieves. Peter said that. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Even the false prophet, Peter says, God bought them. And to understand this is not a problem. The organized church that comprises of believer and unbeliever is bought by God. People feel that Jesus is the one who has caused us to come together. Peter was speaking of Old Testament times when many false teachers infiltrated the land of Judah, and wherever the gospel is found, the counterfeit is right alongside. You know, they have a cash crisis in Zimbabwe, and we were warned, don't exchange money on the streets because you are susceptible to get counterfeit money. It look alike. Well, they're counterfeit preachers too. They look alike. They sing alike. They read the same Bible. Listen carefully. If one was to measure gospel success by the crowds, one would think that false teachers are right, and you would want to be like them. And unfortunately, this is what a lot of preachers are doing. The gospel of Christ rarely attracts a large following. Apostle Peter says that many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. I've had more people call me heretic, Calvinist, all kinds of names, and poor Brian even know what these names mean. Wonderfully, the Lord Jesus says, the sheep did not hear the false prophets. Anytime you see a loved one wander away from the gospel into a false gospel, it is not a small matter. It could be that they have not heard the voice of the shepherd. It could be they are not one of the Lord's sheep. And I'm concerned about many people today. Our Lord said All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Pastor Blaise once said from this pulpit that God's sheep, God's people, has Christ's logo in their ears. The Lord, in explaining this parable, is teaching you and I how to explain all parables. Most of the Bible is written in parabolic form and has to be unraveled with the rest of the scriptures. So we saw the parable declared, we saw the parable explained, now we see the parable applied. Verse 9 through 18, and obviously I wouldn't be able to write to read. I'm just giving you the outline for yourself. Notice how the Lord calls attention to himself three times in verses 9 through 14 as he applies the parable to himself. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He applies the parable to himself and says, he is the means by which men are saved. And he uses the Greek word sozo, salvation. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be sozo. The statement, shall go in and out and find pasture, is the language used in Psalm 23, verse 2, that I've read. But I want to bring your attention to an Old Testament passage in Ezekiel 34, verses 14 and 15. Just rush across there quickly with me, because hopefully next time we will open up Ezekiel some more. And Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, in chapter 34, that has a lot to say about this shepherd. We read in verses 14 and 15, I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord. A lot of people, unfortunately, take this and teach a doctrine called the millennial. Nonsense. The mountains of Israel is the kingdom of God, the eternal Israel, the church, if you may. Here the prophet foresaw the true shepherd, as brother spoke about this morning. At times David is used as a figure of Christ. And today people say David is going to come back in the temple, rebuild the temple. What rubbish. Don't teach that. You mislead people. The prophet foresaw the true shepherd and spoke about him. Centuries later, Jesus came and declares himself as the good shepherd who saves. Many today will assume that they are the Lord's people. I know that. It's quite comforting. But the Lord defines his sheep for us to check and to see if we are one of his people. I like that. He maketh me to lie down. Today you can't make people do anything. You tell them where they ought to be on the Lord's day, and they ain't ready to lay down. To lay down is to lay down arms. It's to lay down resistance. It is goats that resist, not sheep. And there's a lot of resistance here. Quiet resistance. Goat's butt. I never see a sheep butt. So having seen the structure, parable declared, having seen it explained, having seen how Christ applied and personifies parable, I'm the good shepherd, let us do the hard part of the context by giving the sense of the parable in our exposition. When we carefully analyze the words of our Lord, we see that the sheep are marked by some important distinctives Each one of us should make a profession, that make a profession of faith, should observe these distinctions carefully. I would want to know if I am a sheep or I'm a goat. Very interestingly, the Bible saying last day goats will be on the left side. Nothing to do with being left-handed. Sheep will be on the right. And sheep are always on the right side. It's goats that are on the wrong side. Notice the words the sheep follow. Sheep is an image used to describe believers. Psalm 100, 3 and 4 tells us, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Now here the psalmist not only tells us that the Lord's people are his sheep, but he tells us where the sheep are found. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. This psalm was sung on the Jewish Sabbath. The words imply that the sheep were found in the Lord's temple, not about Macy's. I really can't agree with those who take comfort in calling themselves the people of God and never find themselves in the green pastures of Christian fellowship and sung Bible teaching. Twice in verses 3 and 4, the Lord uses the word voice in relationship to the words of the shepherd. To him, the doorkeeper opens, the Holy Spirit, and the sheep hear his voice, the Lord Jesus, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes ahead of them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Today we do not hear an audible voice of Jesus speaking to us. In fact, voices can be very uncertain today. On the first resurrection morning, you may remember Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, seeking the Savior. She thought she saw the gardener, until Jesus called her by name. Mary responded, "Master." She knew his voice. There was something distinctive about the words of Christ. Mary knew the voice of the shepherd. Don't say that you are one of the Lord's sheep and cannot detect his voice calling you away from danger, from the danger of false gospels. I don't want to hear that. Don't say you are one of his sheep and yet constantly lagging behind the fold. It is dangerous for sheep to lag behind the fold. The wolves get them. Some of you ever so often lag behind. I spoke about people maximizing their pleasures by traveling on Sunday. Some of you still do it. Haven't heard the voice of the shepherd. Get the most out of the holiday at the expense of the Lord's day. Lagging behind the fold makes sheep very vulnerable. The Lord said, "He that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, that one is a thief and a robber. Apparently, there are many ways that people seek to become children of God. There are many ways men seek to identify with the God of heaven. And Jesus knew this and said, those that climb some other way are thieves. To climb takes effort, energy, strength, skill, know-how. But this is the way of religion. Man exercising his own effort, his own skill, his own strength, as he seeks to rebuild a Tower of Babel. We must be careful. Very careful. God came down when those people were building this tower, and that's how the language was confounded, and we speak all kinds of, that's why we got Shauna today. Because God said he was going to be a God of people of every nation. But these people wanted one nation. What's that? I'm going to confound that. The early Christians were called followers of the way because they followed the teachings of Jesus. The words that sheep follow are Christ's words, not Watchtower, not Ellen G. White, not Mary T. Baker, not Joel L. S., whoever your name, S. Esteen or Elstein or whoever. Go down the line calling these herelings. So, the words the sheep follow. Two, in our second part in making the sense, what the sheep would flee. Remember, we are using this word sheep, metaphorically, a believer will be very uneasy with error. Their ears can detect error. And John tells us in verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The word know is the word of acquaintance. The sheep did not hear them. The believer hears with their ears the words of falsehood, but they will not receive those words as the gospel. False teaching goes into one ear and comes out the other ear. Incidentally, let me offer a thought here as I go on. Many professing Christians think they can have dialogue with the cults of this day, especially many women. A good many think that they are clever to argue the devil into heaven, that they can convert the unconverted. God tells us that sheep flee from strangers. You got an old friend that you used to talk to, maybe somebody you was romantically involved with, that's a false teacher. Jesus tells us what to do. Flee. And I offer you some good advice. John tells us in his second epistle, verses 10 and 11, if there come any unto you and bring not this teaching, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. When those people come to my door with those magazines, I don't even look out. And if I happen to look out, I get them away quickly. Listen, I believe in three gods, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some of you think that you are clever on the phone, thinking that you can win those people. You can't win the devil. It took heaven's best to come down to defeat him. Who are you to argue cults into heaven. You should listen to wise counsel. And you don't do it. You may be a goat. Don't dialogue with false. But you know, I need to show them. God didn't tell you that. We are to safeguard ourselves by ranking ourselves under the leading of the good shepherd, not false strangers. Eve, I have her here as a reference. Eve tried to dialogue with Satan and lost the battle, plunging the whole world into sin. She should have consulted with her husband, but that's hindsight. He was the one that God gave the gospel to. And some of you are not ready to listen to pastoral teaching and authority. You might be a goat. The sheep would flee the voice of strangers, those who are strangers to the shepherd's doctrines that is found in the Bible. Not only do the sheep know the shepherd's voice, the believer follows the shepherd's leading. The hardest people to shepherd are often those who don't want to be led. You tell you loud and clear, you can't tell me nothing. Don't want to be led. As I said, I never see, in all of my dealings with sheep, I never see sheep prance back like this and then come forward to butt you. Goats do that. And the metaphor is correct. Goats not only butt, they kick. And I know something about goats that I just discovered in Memberi. Goats eat anything. You eat a banana and throw the peel on the ground, goat eat it. Yeah, they eat anything. Not sheep. As a matter of fact, sheep don't drink from water that is moving. They look at it and drink it. It's a good metaphor. And a believer don't drink everything. You might look at it. I don't want that. It's moving. Got mud in it. Beautiful metaphor. The word sheep here. What sheep would flee? Lastly, where sheep are fed. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. To go in and out and find pasture is the means by which sheep are fed. Do you ever own sheep? Yeah, we did. Back then, maybe about 3 or 4 of them. Every morning I had the task, before you go to school, take the sheep out in the greenery. When you come back from school, bring them back in. Before one can go in and out and find pasture, they must first enter the door. Isaiah 40, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. You see, sometimes you don't rough up sheep. Sometimes we are just too coarse. Some of us are a little too rough. You're gentle with sheep. And some of us will take off a sheep head. Be careful. I know some may not be saved, but I ain't gonna tell you that. I'm gentle. Don't you know your place is to be in church? Why are you always so late? Could it be that you are a goat, but you wouldn't know? Prophet predicted the ministry of Messiah, Jesus, who will not only lead with his hand, but feed. That's the role of an under-shepherd. Lead, feed. Like what Pastor Martin said, the life of the ministry is the life of the man. The sheep are fed by the Savior. Usually they will find the right places to be fed. Peter commanded that the head of the church said to Peter, feed my sheep. Peter later commanded under shepherds, feed the flock of God. Sheep are found among other sheep, where they're fed in green pastures. There's something about goats that you don't want to be wrong. They're always butting. Make no mistake. If you and I consider ourselves to be the Lord's people, we will take hold of these things. We will seek to follow the Lord's word. Bible says that his commands are not grievous. They're not a grief to obey. How gentle are your commands. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Find rest to your souls. Brethren, we ought to consider these words. Today, if we are the Lord's people, if we are desirous of being the Lord's people, we will flee the voice of strangers. Nowadays, preachers getting on the pulpit, they ain't got no notes, they ain't got no Bible. And they're just jumping up. And people sitting there. That's a strange voice. And some of you will do it. Think I know. Some of us go to our homeland and go back to the band. Deceivers. Want to be goats and want to be sheep too. They're two different natures, brethren. Sheep has very sensitive ears. A detective mechanism given by the shepherd to know truth from error. All that ever came before me. Thieves. Robbers. Sheep didn't hear them. Ah, yes. Believer in the Lord Jesus hears much today. With the ear. But they will not ingest everything that comes through the air gate. They will not be driven by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man. Brethren, many have climbed into the church another way today. Another way than the cross. They have not come through Christ alone. They have not come in faith alone and in repentance. But their own religious works, they have climbed into the church by way of decisionism, by way of baptism. Some have climbed in by way of confessionalism. But they have climbed in. Jesus said, leave them alone. I'm not in the business of rooting out tares. I'm planting the gospel. People have come into the church. No change of disposition. No desire to be obedient to what is taught in the scriptures. No willingness to see Christ being preeminent in their lives. Thief. Robber. These are some ways of man. We are to enter by the sheep gate, where the porter opens up, where the Holy Spirit brings you to know Christ, where he shows you the things of Christ. He has to open up the door. I'm not the porter. I'm a servant of the porter. Jesus alone shed blood, his atoning work. In the parable of the wheat and the tares, the servants were consternated. They panic. Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? From whence then it have tares? Master said, an enemy have done this. Servant said to him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up, root them up? Let them grow together till the time of harvest. Don't take comfort here in this pew in your disobedience. Don't take comfort. Some of you will defy me. Men in their perverseness can find ways to climb in, but the head of the church will have the last word. Brethren, today the church is a mixed bag. I often say, I don't know who is with me or who is against me. I don't know. As long as you seek to be faithful, you're going to create a lot of problems. And I don't know. All I can say is, pray for me. Please pray for me. Christ will build his church. How can you and I say we are sheep? Cannot hear our shepherd's call from false gospels. The Lord says his sheep will not listen. How is it that some say they're the Lord's sheep and find themselves in murky waters of sin? No, he calls sheep out. He calls them out by name. He leads them out. How come some here claim to be sheep and walking away from the fold to another fold, another gospel? How is it? These are some thoughts that you and I should consider. Sheep follow the words of the shepherd. Sheep will flee from the voice of strangers. False worship, false teaching. Sheep want to be fed by one shepherd. Great hymn in concluding says, where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow with food, celestial, spiritual food, feedeth. The writer of this hymn captured the meaning of salvation. May God be pleased to bless his word. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we come before your holy throne once more, help us as we see your word open, explain, help us to flee to the cross, O God. Christ suffered, bled, died, that he can call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory this day. In Jesus' name, amen.